And now, on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, that is me. I thank you for tuning in to Talk of the Town on KQNA, the Talk of the Quad Cities. Got a fun show today. We're going to be getting to know a couple of our local luminaries a little closer. Council member Mike Best, who is no stranger to Chino Valley and Chino Valley politics, and man about town, Mr. Will Williams. We're going to hear his story, find out exactly why these two guys are in here talking with me, and update you on everything happening in and around Chino Valley. And we'll be right back to talk that after these messages.
Chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Voting starts soon in the primary election. The conservative Republican team we can trust is Jody Rooney, Noel Campbell, and Karen Fan. They will fight to secure the border, fix I-17, and build a strong economy. Jody Rooney has balanced budgets in the Prescott Valley City Council. Noel Campbell and Karen Fan have been effective voices at the Capitol. Please vote for the conservative Republican team to represent us at the state capitol. Jody Rooney, Noel Campbell, and Karen Fan. Paid for by the Responsible Leadership for Arizona. Not authorized by any candidate. Funding provided by Realtors of Arizona Political Action Committee.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Yeah, well, that's me. You caught me by surprise. I am playing with my phone, sending out an Instagram message to remind people that we are on the air. We are on the air at KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM for the surrounding areas on the web at KQNA.com. Here for the Town of Chino Valley, for the Talk of the Town Monday show brought to you by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. sitting in a fairly new, this studio's been operation here, the new room, Bill, about a couple of months or so, 1 month, in the spacious studios at KQ&A Radio in Prescott, in a very fuzzy room. I like this. The walls are carpeted. Don't whisper, Mike. We are live on the air, and you're whispering. I was going to say way more fuzz than what's on top of my head, but that doesn't say much. The painted walls outside cover that pretty well as well. I am in studio to talk with Councilman Mike Best of the town of Chino Valley. Mike, thanks for taking time out of your busy softball schedule to hang out with us here.
We're in first place, so what else can I say?
I have been trying to get Councilman Best on this show for a while now. We couldn't get it to sync up, but I have been asked to help out on a project that he is deeply involved with recently. So over the course of a couple of meetings, we've been chatting more and more. So I corralled him into joining us in studio, and joining Councilman Best is a friend of mine that we've known each other for a while now, Will. Will Williams, those of you out in the community, if you are not familiar with Will's name, you definitely know his face from seeing him around and about. He's a very active member of our community, but he is also well known for his column in the Chino Valley Review every week, right, Will?
Yeah, I've been in there about 5 years now.
Yeah, he kicked the old guy out.
Who was
the
that
old
guy?
Columnist out there when they found out that he couldn't spell and had a very limited vocabulary, and they gave that old space to Will, and we've all enjoyed seeing your column as it continues to keep the community entertained. So you've been doing it about 5 years?
Yeah, it's under One Man's Rant is the title of it. And it started as sort of a hobby. Well, it still is a hobby. It's a great deal of fun for me to do. And as I usually say, I hit only the meaty topics of journalism. Those topics requiring investigative journalism that no one else has the courage to treat.
Now, one of those topics, one of the most controversial topics, especially in my home, and we don't do that newfangled online stuff. In my house, we read the actual paper. You have tackled the age-old debate of hairstyles in your most recent one. Like I said, Will, you have a lot of fun writing them, it sounds like. We have a lot of fun reading them. Give our listeners, if they haven't picked up last week's Chino Valley Review or viewed it at CVRnews.com, what was your hard-hitting topic this past week?
Oh, Matt, where do I begin? Since I don't have enough hair anymore to worry about real hairstyles, I thought this would be appropriate for me to treat. Just a few minutes of research, and that's usually all that I do for a column is a few minutes. I found that there are probably 200 or 300 different hairstyles for men, plus more than 40 military hairstyles, which is very difficult to contemplate because military hair is almost non-existent.
It's pretty standard issue, I thought. How many different ones?
Over 40.
Really?
Yeah.
And where were you? What hat are you wearing there?
Oh, this is my favorite Army hat. It says, a dysfunctional veteran, leave me alone.
And what branch did you serve in?
Army, many years ago.
Now, what was the did they give you one of those charts on the wall with the profile drawings and ask you your opinion on what hairstyle best brought out the color of your eyes when you were in boot camp?
Not that I recall.
So those 40, what were some of the different ones? I know one, shaved on the side, really short on the top.
The only one I know, and the only one I experienced, was short everywhere.
Yeah.
And you were in the barber seat for probably about 8 seconds. That's all it took. Saved you a lot of time in those days.
I have saved thousands and thousands of dollars on shampoo over the years.
Yeah.
If you now, I joke, if anybody listening knows me, I have, for various reasons, never been mistaken for Fabio. One of those reasons is the lack of the long flowing locks that are not on my head. In the service, they dictated what you were wearing on your head. Have you kept it pretty status quo since? What's your donning now? Is that about how you've had your hair over the years?
Well, I've grown as much as I could.
Yeah.
unfortunately, the family genes have taken away a lot of potential, you know, for making a statement through my hairstyles.
Now, what was the, did you ever have anything that you would look back on and say, ooh, what was I thinking?
I'd rather not go down that road, if you don't mind, since this is public radio.
It's all right. Nobody's listening. I, at one time, many, many years ago, for reasons unknown, I think it started with just not having any money to go to the barbershop and not having the confidence to cut it myself, had about a 6-inch ponytail in the back of my head. That was in the days of my my long since gone beard and the little mark that you could still sometimes see, but you can't really put anything in it on where I used to wear my earring.
Oh, tell me it's not true, Matt.
Yeah, earring, beard, mustache, and a half a foot of ponytail in the back of my head. How about you, Mike? We will get into your political career later, but right now we want to know about your hairstyles over the years.
Well, my hairstyles was very long because I have a couple of cowlicks that got in the way. And then when I was coaching Little League, one of the mothers, who was a beautician, told me she had just the thing to take care of it. So in 1982, I got a perm. And until about 4 years ago, I had a perm every year. And nobody knew it wasn't my natural hair. So I commend all these beauticians that took care of my hair and let everybody think I had naturally curly hair. My grandkids were devastated when I went ahead and let my hair grow out and the curls went away.
And now the silver fox look is become the norm for you. Now, when I first met you, you had that Mike Brady look going from the old Brady Bunch.
Yes.
The little curls there. I had mentioned earlier, we have, gotten together recently and talking, in regards to an upcoming project. Now, for myself, being involved in something that's not happening last minute, usually it's, and I joke with people, I, and it's not much of a joke, it's pretty accurate. If you have 10 things that I need to get done by the end of the month, I will be doing them on the 29th. You give me 50 things to do by the end of the day, I'll get them all done. It's the old age-old procrastination that's what runs in my family genes. Well, but this is a project I've been invited to partake in that's about 2 years out from becoming coming to fruition. But you guys have been putting some planning into this for quite some time. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening and coming to a big conclusion in September of 2020.
I have been asked to be the chair of the Chino Valley 50th anniversary. And we have a small committee right now, and I hope to see it get larger. But we would like to go ahead and write a book of the history of Chino Valley from the day they incorporated and became a town. And just for you people who have moved here, water was not the original reason. Even though Prescott had drilled wells out there, we were happy with that. What got people up in arms was when Prescott tried to annex Chino Valley into Prescott.
Prescott North. So in late 60s, mid 60s, up until the incorporation, the charter of our town in September of 1970, we were on the verge, or the residents at the time were on the verge of possibly becoming a part of Prescott proper, huh?
That's what the fellows of Prescott would like to have seen happen. Then there'd be no argument over the water at all. We're all part of the same city.
So although Chino Valley has been a settlement, has been a community for well over 100 years, going into the early and mid-1800s, and it was a route for a lot of the agriculture and farming and goods being moved around the country and throughout the Southwest, it didn't become an official town until the incorporation in 1970. Interesting. We're going to talk more about what you guys are planning for it and what Will's role is in the Golden Jubilee 50th anniversary of the town of Chino Valley and a bunch of other stuff we got to talk about on KQ&A's Talk of the Town right after these messages.
join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approve this message. Well, we knew it would happen. The liberal establishment is attacking me with money from a rich San Francisco liberal who's given millions to Democrats. A leftist group is spreading lies about me. Why? Because liberals know I will build the wall, secure the border, and oppose sanctuary cities. I'll break the logjam in Washington that's stopping President Trump's agenda. My opponent, Martha McSally, won't change anything. That's why Mitch McConnell, lobbyists, and special interest groups want her to win. But it won't work. Trusted conservatives like Senator Rand Paul, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Paul Gosar are uniting behind me, Dr. Kelly Ward. President Trump even said it was great to see me running. If you stand with President Trump, then stand with me now. Reject the establishment's attempt to buy this election. And join this winning team at KellyWard.com. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
We are back. Thanks for tuning in and spending an afternoon talking Chino Valley and the history of Chino Valley and the area with my two guests, Councilman Mike Best and Will Williams. We are all three of us, well, me on the outskirts, these two guys really taking the lead along with a small but dedicated committee to help celebrate the 50th anniversary of the incorporation of the town of Chino Valley. Now, off mic, during that last commercial break, Will, you had mentioned something that I want to get into about some local history extending outside the borders of Chino Valley. But before we get to that, let's talk a little of your history. Where do you come from, Will? Where's hometown for the Williams family?
I come from meat and potatoes country, Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, and I'm an aggravation to my wife because she has a huge vegetable garden, and she would love for me to eat more healthy foods from her garden, which I don't like. Give me meat and potatoes, and I'm a happy pup.
I am an aggravation to my wife, and it has very little to do with a garden at all. It's for many, many different reasons. What brought you to this area in beautiful Yavapai County?
I was living in less than beautiful Philadelphia area for some 20 years, and I was in the ad agency business and was laid off again, and I had a sister living out here in Phoenix, so she encouraged me to pick up a move, and I did with very little planning. I'm glad I did. I wish I had grown up in Arizona. This is a great place to be.
And we were, again, like we said, we were talking off mic a little bit. There are some beautiful areas in this, not just the natural beauty, that, of course, we all enjoy. I was up in the Prescott National Forest yesterday for get together with some friends over at Goldwater Lake. And I know that's not the wilderness. I mean, it's a, you know, city park. But it's just beautiful up there, up in the forest, looking over at the lake and watching the clouds roll in. But aside from the natural beauty, we're so close to the Grand Canyon, the beautiful peaks in Flagstaff, and then the open desert areas that are beautiful on their own. We have some really nice architectural beauty. A couple of very old historic buildings in Chino. Of course, Prescott is famed for the courthouse square and the plaza there and a lot of the buildings there on Whiskey Row. Bill's familiar with a lot of those places. But Ash Fork can be and has been mentioned as kind of a butt of many jokes. I unfortunately have used it as the punchline on occasion, but I really truly enjoy driving on that main street in Ash Fork, and of course Seligman. There are some beautiful historic buildings right there on that on those main streets. You were talking a little bit about the historical society up there. Just familiar as a customer, or will you have a connection up there, or what?
No, I just my wife and I were traveling in Ash Fork, looking at all the sites as you're talking about, and we dropped into the Ash Fork Historical Society Museum. We were amazed at the breadth of things they have in there to see, including a model of a resort that existed there, I think, until 1969.
Oh, wow.
And for the life of me, I can never remember what that resort was named, but it was nationally known, and there were celebrities all over the place stopping in there when, you know, before 40 took the 66 traffic away.
Well, and that Route 66 obviously has been made famous for connecting West Coast to the Midwest and beyond. But that was the route. That was the main artery, mm-hmm. Made famous, of course, in television, movies, songs, and all that. So what was it, a big hotel, or what kind of things did they have?
It was a very large hotel, and unfortunately, you should never have asked me about this because I'm not prepared and I don't remember a lot about it. But I was shocked that a complex of that size would have been in Ash Fork. Well, actually, when you look at the history of Ash Fork, it had been a major mercantile center for a long time and had been wiped out by fires.
Yeah.
And it had to start over repeatedly until, of course, the highway relocation, and that was the final death knell, unfortunately.
But it was a hub for generations.
It sure was.
This shows the amount of preparation that goes into my brain. One of our very well-known writers in Arizona based, and I believe he's like one of the historians or possibly a laureate for the state, Marshall
Trimble
mm-hmm. grew up there.
That's
and
right.
Has written books about there. When he comes and I've had the opportunity to hear him speak in Prescott on a couple of occasions, and he speaks very fondly and paints such a beautiful word picture of Ash Fork in his childhood, which was, you know, decades ago. But the history surrounding our area being Chino Valley, but touched by Prescott and Baghdad and the Verde area with Sedona and, of course, Jerome right up the hill and the beautiful little section known as Ash Fork. It's a really neat area to be part of and to be able to watch and learn about. And one of the ways we're going to attempt to educate the community, especially newbies like me. I've only been here, 14, 15 years, but for some of the families that have been here for generations, the incorporation of the town of Chino Valley was new to me. Mike, you were saying 1970 in September was when that officially took place and the papers were signed and the I's were dotted?
Yeah, it was September 21st of 1970. We actually became incorporated and became our own identity.
Nice.
It was great. I think there's a lot of our history that could have been done a little bit better. One of the things that we're going to do is make a time capsule.
Very nice.
And I am so excited about this thing. We're going to even go to the fourth and fifth graders, if the school will let me, and have them write answers to our six questions. Why you're here, what brought you here, and a lot of them will be family questions that their families, and if they want to draw a picture on there, it's going to be great. It will be their contribution to the time capsule.
Now, what's the plan for, one, where this time capsule will be placed, and two, when's it going to be open? Am I going to get a chance to see this happen?
We will not be here, probably not. It will be open 50 years from the 2020.
So 2070 in September, as they have the hovercrafts going up and down Road 1 West for the
parade.
What would that be? What are we at? 68, Daniel? I don't know. Wherever we are in the parade route. But they're going to open it up. But what a treat that'll be for those to see a 10-year-old's perspective being read by the at the time will be the, well, I guess, 60-year-old same person reading what they scribbled down.
But I mean, they will have a better opportunity to see the time capsule open. It will be placed in Memory Park in that new portion that is between the library and the old Memory Park. There will be something made there. We will put the time capsule there. And you can walk by it every day. And as we get questionnaires brought in, I'd like to go ahead and read them in town council.
Nice.
Maybe not read the name, but this individual came from here, came here because loves it here and plans to raise their family here.
Very nice. Now, one of the other projects involved in this Golden Jubilee of the town of Chino Valley is a yearbook that is going to be worked on, and that's kind of where Will comes in here. You're going to be putting some of that together?
That's what I understand, yeah.
Is that what happened?
I've been told, yes.
The meeting you didn't show up or you got there late, you found out you volunteered for it?
I learned a big lesson about not attending meetings.
Mike, what do you envision for this book?
All right, the book is one of the things that we thought we needed to have a nice book that you could lay on your coffee table. It would be put out and in public, so you'd be proud of it.
It was a hardbound, almost like a high school yearbook style.
Yes, high school yearbook style, 100 or so pages, but it will have a chapter to kind of condense the history of our town and being the first capital of the Arizona area, and then what we went through, and then when we became a corporation. And then we want to get a chapter on our community businesses. What brought you here? Why are you here?
Very nice.
And we'll do a chapter on our businesses. And then we'll have a chapter on the school, what they've accomplished in 50 years, even though they're celebrating their 100th anniversary this year.
Just this past spring.
Past spring.
With the graduation of the Chino Valley High School class of 2018, the district itself celebrated its centennial, and I'm fairly certain there might be a teacher or two that were in that first teaching that same class. Huh? Will, you've spent some time in the classrooms you mentioned, huh?
I'm just a substitute there at the high school. I really enjoy the experience.
There's no such thing as just a substitute or just a teacher in any capacity. Having been the product of a public school system many, many years ago myself, I know what I put teachers through, especially the substitutes. So there is no such thing as just a teacher or just a substitute. They should have gotten battle pay, hazard pay from the ones that were in my classroom.
Now that you mention it, Matt, they use memories of your own performance as a student to teach the new substitute teachers coming in.
When they say, there's an old joke about, you know, you being in elementary or junior high, and they say, this is going on your permanent record. I always assumed that was just a mindless, idle threat. And about 20 years ago, I had to apply for a press pass in my other occupation years ago, as the President of the United States was coming through Berkeley, California, and we had to fill out a very lengthy Secret Service background check. And out of the blue, I get a phone call from a number I didn't recognize, and it was a guy I hadn't seen since ninth grade. And he asked me, I was still in the phone book under the same name, and I lived in the same town. And he says, what have you been doing? We caught up for a few minutes. I go, why on earth did you call me? And he goes, I just want to know what you're doing. I got a call from the Secret Service last month. And it had to do with something that happened when we were in seventh grade. So when they say it goes on your permanent record, they ain't lying. So, Will, what kind of things are you looking for this this yearbook of the Golden Jubilee 50th anniversary of the town of Chino that you're putting together?
Well, quite a bit of information, not only from all of the businesses that are currently in Chino, but from all of the individuals who live in Chino or have lived there over the last few years. So anyone in the Quad City area and beyond who have memories of the town, we're going to be seeking information from them that we can include in this book. So it's going to be quite a breadth of information.
So we are looking for some personal stories. We're looking for some recollections, some memories. Again, with the school district celebrating their centennial this past year, in talking with, in conversations with our superintendent, Mr. John Scholl, and others at the campus and at the district, they reached out and got some information. So we're gonna be stealing that. We're gonna be borrowing some information from the school district, as well as, like I said, we're kind of getting an early start on this. You two have been working on this committee for the past several months, right? When did you guys start up?
We started this in April of this year.
April, so last few months. Going forward, we're trying to get an early spin to it. So we will be reaching out to the community by means of some items that we're putting in local media, online media, as well as print media. We'll be sending Mr. Bill Monroe some items here. Maybe we can start getting some things ran on our broadcast news, as well as social media. We're going to be blitzing social media, looking for your photos that we could share. We're looking for some memories, and when we come back from this next break, we will tell you how you could submit those. One quick thing before we break, we want to let everybody know there is a SCORE organization, Lunch and Learn, 10 Steps to Run a Well-Run Business at the Days Inn in Chino Valley. This coming week, or this week, August 16th at 11:30 a.m., brought to you by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. It is a free event to attend on how to move your small business and be successful. Lunch and Learn, 10 Steps to a Well-Run Business, August 16th, 11 a.m. Go to chinovalley.org to find out more information. And stick around so you can find out more information on the Golden Jubilee right after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Have you ever watched a stick horse barrel race? Do you remember building and naming your own stick horse when you were a kid? Well, Olson's Arizona Equifest will help you remember the good old days. That's right. All you have to do is show up at Olson's Arizona Equifest Saturday, September 15th at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds and get in on the fun. Stick horse races, Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, antique tractors on display, and much, much more. See daring trick rider Brandy Phillips perform and local law enforcement show off the prowess of their canine officers, which, by the way, are fed free by Olson's. Need your dog's nails trimmed? Al's Lucky Dog is doing free nail trimming from 10 till noon. Yes, I said free. As a matter of fact, the whole event is free thanks to our sponsors. Free admission and parking. You just come in and enjoy the over 40 vendor booths, shopping, and food. Oh, I forgot to mention, it is Equifest, so there'll be lots of beautiful horses there too. You might even stay late for the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale. Olson's Arizona Equifest is a can't-miss family event. Good enough just isn't.
Brutal executions, beheadings, ISIS. They hate America. They've killed thousands around the world and plot terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. They're a real threat. And Kelly Ward? She's called for restraint in fighting terrorism. Listen to this Kelly Ward interview.
What is your response to ISIS?
Restraint and realism.
Restraint in stopping those who want to kill Americans?
Restraint and realism.
Kelly Ward's dangerously wrong. What's worse, Kelly Ward would cut military funding, putting the war on terror at risk. Ward even opposed the Defense Authorization Act that included pay raises for the troops who keep us safe. Our soldiers put their lives on the line fighting for us, but Kelly Ward won't fight for them. Kelly Ward, irresponsible, risky, and wrong for Arizona. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says it doesn't matter whether you believe in climate change. He says what's causing California's mammoth fires is the lack of forest thinning. Governor Doug Ducey agrees.
I am concerned that some of the policies around forest health and management are combining to allow these wildfires to burn hotter and faster and longer than they have in the past.
The governor says
we've talked about the ForeFry initiative here in Arizona that would allow us to thin our forests so that we'd have better health with the forest, an improved watershed because precipitation would be able to get into the aquifers and have fewer wildfires.
Zinke made his remarks while touring the devastation in California. A home in Dewey Humboldt is a total loss.
The fire started on the outside of the Galleon Fox Run home in the White Horse Ranch subdivision. Friday afternoon, the fire quickly spread through the rest of the home, and the residents were safely evacuated. One adult and one child were transported for treatment at Yavapai Regional Medical Center East. A CAFMA firefighter was also treated on scene for heat exhaustion. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Scattered showers and brief isolated monsoon storms continue this evening. An overnight low around 63 in the Prescott Quad Cities. Warming with a 30 to 50% chance for more showers tomorrow and Wednesday to about 88. Up to 84 Thursday with more showers and storms. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, that same rain cooling late tonight to about 69. Tuesday and Wednesday highs around 97. Thursday around 94 with continued isolated thunder showers. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Region Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in and spending your afternoon on KQNA, Talk of the Quad Cities, with me, Matt Santos, for the town of Chino Valley, as well as council member Mike Best. Thank you, Mike. And local columnist and man about town, Mr. Will Williams. Before we get back to the conversation, wanted to update you on a couple of items. As most of you listening know, the Territorial Capital Days Parade happens every Labor Day weekend, and this year, Saturday, September 1st, the 32nd annual. So when they open that time capsule in 2070, see if my math is working out okay, that'll be the 84th Territorial Days. I will probably not be there, but if I am, I'll be in the wheelchair holding the camera probably. That will be happening again September 1st, Saturday. It's a full day of activity. We'll just run it off. What you want to do is go to chinovalley.org to find out the specifics. You can also go to chinoaz.net on the news flash. There's links to all of this stuff. But it kicks off, I believe, at 6 or 7 with
6 a.m.
with the 10K run. Right?
The 10K run is at 7.
7. Okay, so 6 a.m. with the Morning Lions Pancake Breakfast at the Senior Center. Right there at Memory Park next to the Senior Center, Mark Metz, the great coach, cross-country and track coach at Chino Valley High School, his kids are organizing the 10K run,
correct,
which I photograph. Nobody's chased me in a long time, so I haven't ran in a long time. That starts and ends right there at Memory Park. The parade kicks off shortly after, 9-ish or so.
9 o'clock.
So line up early, bring your lawn chairs, bring an umbrella, not only in case we get a little drizzle, which I think is usually gone about then, but keep yourself out of the direct sun. Bring a nice big hat. A sombrero would be nice. Some sunscreen and, of course, some water and liquid so you can stay hydrated. And then some fun stuff happening in the park. And then about, 3 o'clock over at Del Rio, the
corn dinner.
Corn dinner by the Chino Valley FFA. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You want to make sure you make plans to spend that day, Saturday, September 1st, in Chino Valley. A lot of free fun stuff. And then the pancake breakfast has a donation attached to it. The corn dinner has, and those all go to great programs to fund events like this. So take advantage of that. Sequence and Saddles, a barbecue dinner and a lot of fun happening August 31st. Again, brought to you by the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce along with Horses with Heart. Sequence and Saddle, let's see, barbecue dinner, door prizes, live music by the Rusty Pistols, live auction, homemade pies, leather goods, $30 advance tickets, $35 at the door. Proceeds to benefit the local Horses with Heart and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Sequence and Saddle. Oh, line dancing. You going to be out there line dancing, Mike?
No.
Can you dance in a line? Just a straight line?
Straight line.
Straight line. I can't walk a straight line. I don't know how I can dance one. August 31st at Horses with Heart, right there on the south end of town at just south of the Windy Plaza, 2705 South Highway 89 in Chino Valley, starts at 5 p.m., runs to about 9. Sequence and Saddle, August 31st, chinovalley.org for information on there. A couple more here. Oh, there's the fun run. Hey, Bob Cacker, the 10th annual Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Bob Cacker Memorial Golf Tournament. Again, chinovalley.org. That's happening this Saturday, August 18th. I believe there are still some foursomes available there, but there are also ways you can participate, even if you're a golfer like me, which means Can't even get it in the windmill. It's not going to work. I'm a lousy golfer, but I love hanging out at the golf course. A lot of green grass and some shade. It's a lot of fun. That's more of that one. Let's see. Oh, you want to know what our police department goes through? You want to know what kind of training? What do they call that? The 1,000-foot look at what they go through. It just barely scratches the surface of what our local PD law enforcement goes through. You can join them for the Chino Valley Police Department Citizens Academy. You run through a series of weekly courses. You get some hands-on training on their simulators. They do a couple of classes over at the shooting range classroom there at Old Home Manor. It's a lot of fun. I've gotten to audit a couple of those classes and watch them run some of the public through a little bit of the training and information that they get at the academy. That is the Chino Valley PD Citizens Academy, beginning September 5th, runs through the 26th. It's a very interesting, eye-opening to see what they go through. If you are interested in participating, give Lori at the Chino Valley PD a call, 928-636-4223, extension 8. This is the Chino Valley PD Citizens Academy, starting on Wednesday, 9/5. You can find out information at chinoaz.net as well. Okay, the commercials are out of the way. Will, tell me a little bit more of how you envision this book coming together. What are some of the things that you want to hear from the public?
Well, I think as Mike said earlier, there are a lot of folks who have memories of various parts of the history of Chino. I spoke to a lady a couple of years ago who moved here in 1948 from, it was Wisconsin or Minnesota, and she talked
somewhere
about...
Somewhere cold.
Somewhere like that, yeah. Ironically, they moved to Chino Valley to avoid the weather, the bad weather up north, and at the time that they arrived in Chino, they were having a worse snowstorm here than what they left up north. But at any rate, she was describing Route 89 up through Chino as being a single-lane highway lined with trees, and everyone in those days had their vegetable stands out, their farm market stands out. And that's, that establishes such an idyllic memory of Chino that I would never have known about.
I have heard tell of some photos that we're hoping to be able to share of 89 being kind of covered canopy-wise with
some of those
trees.
That's what she was saying, yes, yeah.
If any of you listening, and again, we will be having a full-on social media blitz throughout the next next months to come in preparation for not just the yearbook that will be taking the lead and putting together, but also in upcoming meetings, planning meetings that take place on Wednesday nights at the first Wednesday of every month?
First Wednesday of every month at the Community Center on 1 East. Right
over
next
there,
to the swimming pool.
Yeah, near the pool and Boys and Girls Club there.
Yes.
The 6 p.m. the first Wednesday of every month. And it's an open meeting to the public. So if you have ideas or thoughts or maybe a talent that you can, lend to the committee or join the committee, there's still some spots open if you want to take the lead in this and help put this celebration together. Please do so. One of the ways that we are going to be soliciting not only information but suggestions and stories. We want to hear those memories. Get your pencil ready. We're going to give this to you. And, of course, you can also find it on social media and at chinoaz.net. Is an email we've set up for this purpose. 50th at chinoaz.net. That is 50th at chinoaz.net. We encourage you out there, if you have a family memory that you would like to share with the community, a milestone family life-changing event that took place in and around Chino Valley, we'd love to hear about it. We're going to have a questionnaire. Tell us a little bit about what's on that questionnaire, Mike, that we are going to be asking the public to fill out that you can get at chinoaz.net and send over to 50th at chinoaz.net.
It's a questionnaire about 6 questions. One is when you came here, your family name, what brought you here, what is the greatest thing that you have experienced here, and why you stay here. It's just simple questions, not a whole lot of research you have to do is just why. Personal, everybody's going to have a different answer to these questions. Talk about people you run into. I was at the Physician's Care ribbon cutting on Friday, and I met a lady named Roxanne. I don't know her last name because there wasn't on her name tag. But if she's listening, she'll know who I'm talking about.
Did she have beautiful red hair?
She did.
Roxanne Hull, how are you? She works over at YRMC, a longtime Chino Valley resident, Roxanne Hull.
Anyhow, she was telling me where the Physician's Care Medical Center is right now. Used to be her dad's garage. And she's going to look for a picture of it and get it for our book. But these are the people we like to hear from, we like to meet, and their stories are important for our book.
We're asking you, if you can, submit any stories, recollections, memories, ideas, thoughts, suggestions to the committee at 50TH at chinoaz.net. Again, 50TH at chinoaz.net. Now, Will, one of the things that we're asking people to send in are some historic pictures, primarily from 1970 on, but we're also going to be capsulizing the entire history of the area. And those will be, if you are willing to share those with the town and with the community, Will's going to be putting them together in this yearbook.
We're certainly interested in the photographs of any vintage before 70 or after 1970. And we suspect that a lot of those photos will be coming in digitally, which is fine, so long as they are of good resolution. If folks do not have, if they only have hard copy photos, then we're happy to accept them. It will take very good care and make sure they get back to the folks safely.
And we are setting up a process where a town representative with a camera, I think that might be me, can come on out to your business, to your home, if appropriate, and to a location of your choice where we could actually make some copies there. Because we do realize some of these photos may be old, and you don't necessarily want to hand them over. So we can copy them without even touching them.
They're probably still hanging on the wall, too.
That could be. So we want to encourage people to participate as much as they can. One of the other things we're going to be doing is setting up some times throughout the community. We're going to be using the community center for one, the senior center, and the library to set up a small pop-up video studio where we will also be capturing video memories where you can look right into the camera, strap on a microphone, and tell your story. So we look forward for everybody participating in those. We got a couple of last-minute thoughts we're going to be mentioning to you in just a minute, but we will be cutting to a break right now, and stick around. We've got a couple more items for you when we return.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Forsythia already flowered?
Lilacs languishing in the heat?
Spring bloomers already pooped? Butterfly bushes are going strong and rebloom all summer long.
Pollinators like butterflies and hummingbirds love Butterfly Bush for their fantastic fragrance and bright summer colors.
These tough head-high beauties love summer sun and bloom nonstop.
Fresh new plants just arrived at the place where people who love butterflies and butterfly bushes, they love to shop.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. They'll make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat. Call 928-567-2200 or go to GettlesHDM.com. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing, repair, and service. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
What I like about you.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Again, KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities at KQNA.com, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, ChinoValley.org, the Town of Chino Valley. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention, the August 28th council meeting has been canceled. Don't show up. But council meetings take place the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, usually 6 p.m. If you want to know what's going on in my head, I am at @msantos_photo, both Twitter and Instagram. I want to thank Mike Best for coming in today. Will, thank you for coming in. And as always, the lovely and talented Bill Monroe. We'll talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.